When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Years ago, I worked at this cheap waxing salon in a rundown part of town. The place was open 6 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but the only people that ever really worked there were me and the owner herself. She'd come in for the morning and work on the handful of regulars we had. Then she would leave me to watch the shop from 3 to close. Since the salon was right on the edge of the ghetto, it isn't hard to imagine that the clientele was sparse at best, especially after dark. I hardly remember getting any customers in all the time I worked there. Mainly, I would just make myself appear busy by cleaning the same things over and over again, with more and more attention to detail as the boredom grew. It felt nice in a way for the boss to trust me with a business like that, and I was getting paid by the hour, so it didn't matter to me if I was actually waxing somebody or just sanitizing the beds again even though they weren't in use. All around, it was an alright gig, and if nothing had happened, I probably would have kept working there until it inevitably closed down or laid me off due to lack of business. But of course, I wouldn't have such a crystal clear memory of my last night working there if something hadn't happened. It was just after sunset, and I had another 2 hours to go on my shift, so I decided to wipe down the whole big window pane from the inside, then the glass part of the front door too. It was pretty dark out, and I knew I was in a sketchy side of town, so I took a good look through the door to make sure nobody was lurking out in front of the shop watching me clean. There was no one in sight, so I felt safe kneeling to wipe down the bottom window pane of the door. I killed a good minute making sure it was spotless. Then when I was satisfied, I stood up. That's when she appeared right in front of my face, staring at me right on the other side of the glass. I was so shocked that I screamed and almost jumped into the air. She looked like the most severely anorexic person I've ever seen, like just a sack of skin hanging from a stiff skeleton, and her eyes were so sunken in that it almost made her skull look hollow. For a moment, I thought she was dead, but somehow still standing. But then after we kept staring at each other, her neck started to twitch, tilting her head from side to side, and at the same time her mouth fell open and she began to make the most awful noise. Like growling almost, but something more inhuman. I backed away from the door, wishing I had kept my keys on me in that moment, or better yet, that there was a deadbolt I could just throw to keep her locked out. But there wasn't. She wouldn't stop making that sound, staring at me without blinking, without even breathing. I knew I'd been caught off guard, so I tried to collect myself.
Excuse me, can I help you?
She didn't respond. I was beginning to think she was incapable of speech. Without breaking eye contact with me, she walked into the door, pushing it open with her body like she didn't even notice it. Now, to my horror, she was inside the shop, and she still hadn't taken a breath from that creepy clicking sound that she was making with her throat.
Hey, what are you doing here? Can I help you with anything? Hello?
When I shouted at her again, she stopped for a second, but all she did was twitch.
Do you know where you are? Is there anyone I could call for you, ma'am?
Then, something in her twitched edged up subtly. Her eyes drifted away from me and looked off somewhere else. She took another step forward, slowly and rigidly, then walked past me like I wasn't even there. Her aura was so intense and so deeply unnerving that I was frozen stiff until she made her way about 6 feet away from me again. Finally, I remembered I was on the clock, and I tried to tell myself that this was just one of those weird street people that wandered in sometimes. The only thing back where she was walking was the actual salon, and she definitely wasn't allowed in there.
Hey! Hey! You can't go back there! Customers only! Hey!
She walked right through an open door into one of the rooms, and that awful sound she made followed her in. By this point, I was really losing my patience with her, but I was still so very disturbed, which is why I kept my distance rather than physically blocking her way in. Still, somebody had to deal with the situation, and it just so happened that it had to be me if I wanted to keep my job. So after a few seconds, I tiptoed up the doorway and cautiously peeked around the corner. The image I'll never forget is that woman having crawled onto one of the beds with her contorted body writhing and thrashing, like she was a demon being exorcised, right as she snapped her neck to look at me, and screaming,
"Wax me! Wax me! Wax me!"
That was my breaking point. I sprinted out of the shop and didn't look back until I jumped into my car and hid inside with the doors locked. From there, I immediately called the police and watched through the windshield into the shop to see if she did anything else while I waited for help to arrive. When they finally showed up, it was only two cops in one car. They looked pretty aloof until they saw how shaken I was. Then they actually did an investigation. I remained outside while they walked through to go see her, and I watched as they looked all around, then walked back out, shrugging. I couldn't believe them when they said she wasn't in there. I went back in and searched through everything they had just looked at, convinced that she had to be hiding somewhere, but she was literally nowhere to be found. I explained that there was no backdoor exit, and I know without a doubt that I didn't see her leave the way she came in, so somehow, she had to still be in there. The cops looked like they were already done with me, but they asked to see the security footage anyway. Right then, my stomach dropped as I remembered. My cheapskate boss had been putting off fixing the security cameras for over 2 months, so there was no footage of that night at all. There were cameras in there, but they weren't recording. They were just for show. At that, the cops dismissed everything and left me there, dumbfounded. Of course, I quit on the spot. I didn't want to chance ever seeing her again. It's been about 10 years since that night, and even though most people don't believe me.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I always tell this story because of how much it has stuck with me. Honestly, I think that woman was some kind of ghost. It's the only explanation for how she could have appeared and disappeared like that without a trace.
Thinking about this story from my past always reminds me that I wasn't exactly the most stable person in my mid-20s. I had just gotten out of college with a degree in kinesiotherapy, but after several months of a fruitless search for a job that was actually in my field, I settled for a job in a waxing salon. I only did it because I was out of time and needed to get some kind of income before I went completely broke. But it was a completely dead-end job in the worst part of town. The area was known for robberies and gang activity and generally high crime rates. And we saw our fair share of that from the salon. Every time I went into work, the rotating cast of junkies that would constantly linger outside would harass me for money or try to solicit me for a free wax or something, which is a great way to start the day in a good mood. Unsurprisingly, I hated my life before long. For some reason, the salon was wildly popular with the residents of the neighborhood. There was no wonder why it was understaffed. The place always reeked, yet the customers never seemed to mind. Probably because they didn't notice it over their own stench. They were the most disgusting sort of people that you can imagine having to work on. None of them seemed to care about personal hygiene, which inevitably scared off 90% of the employees. It was like a salon for all the bums, lards, junkies, and lowlives in the hood to hang out at. I stuck it out for a few months though, and the longer I was there, the more I hated myself and everyone around me. Things came to a boiling point around the beginning of February, that time of the year right before Valentine's Day, when everybody wants to get a wax. It made the salon ridiculously busy, and since I was the newest hire, I got stuck with most of the work. For days on end, I didn't get a moment to breathe between clients. Yet I still ended up behind and having to stay late with no overtime pay while my boss hid in her office. Every time they screwed me over, I got closer and closer to a full-on mental breakdown, but I was doing everything in my power to keep it together. But then, one day, just a few days before Valentine's Day, it was time to call up an appointment for a man named Homer.
Homer, we're ready for you.
At first, there was no response, and for a moment I thought they hadn't shown up and I might just get ahead of schedule, but of course that wasn't the case. The largest, hairiest man I've ever seen walked in and smiled at me, spiking my blood pressure even higher than it already was. I knew it would easily take me the rest of my shift just to wax this guy depending on what he asked for, and I was too busy to deal with that. Unfortunately, I had no choice.
What kind of wax will you be having today, sir?
A full body wax, please.
Are you sure?
Did I stutter? Did I say I wanted a Brazilian wax? Did I request a BBL? Yes, I'm sure! Now put some pep in your step, little lady. I don't have all day.
Okay then, right this way, sir.
I kept my cool and led him into the salon room in the back. There, I gave him the usual speech about undressing and getting comfortable, where I was very glad that he left his underwear on. I didn't waste any time getting to work. As soon as he lay down on the table, I smeared the liquid wax on his thick, matted body hair, placed the tape over top of it, then let it rip.
Ah! Slow down, lady, that hurt!
I cracked a little smile at how quickly he went from a big, tough guy to a screaming little baby, but I didn't let him see it. I also, of course, didn't slow down.
I'm sorry, sir, but that was just 1 out of 1,000. You've still got 999 more to go.
What?
998?
Stop.
No can do, mister. I've got a lot of work to do and I'm not gonna spend one more minute than I have to with you.
Screw you!
What was that?
I'm sorry. Just hold on, please. Something's not right.
Oh, so you think you can tell me how to do my job, is that right?
No. Something just doesn't feel right.
Why don't you just let the professional handle their business?
No! Isn't there a less painful way to do this?
Nope. You're the one who signed up for a full body wax, remember?
I poured all my pent-up frustration into ripping out that guy's body hair. Honestly, I don't think I ever worked faster. Something about the pain I was inflicting upon him was extremely motivating, even cathartic. By the time I was halfway through, the big man was sobbing like a lost child. But no matter how much he whimpered and screamed and begged me to stop, I told him to suck it up and kept going. Actually, his crying made me laugh. The more pathetic the pain, the funnier I found the situation. I don't think I ever enjoyed a single day at that job, but I did enjoy working at home. About 45 minutes later, we were done. I cleaned the pile of discarded tape and left Homer in the room to get dressed while I went out to the waiting room to call up my next client. However, right as I walked out the door, my boss was there in my face, glaring at me like I just killed somebody. She looked behind me and saw Homer writhing around on the table, looking like a shriveled up, hairless chihuahua. She started freaking out and began apologizing profusely, offering him some sort of compensation before finally escorting him out the door. After he limped away, she went back into the room and rummaged through my setup to see why the appointment turned out that way. And that's when she came to me with a huge bottle of Gorilla Glue, asking me if I had used it on Homer. The funny thing is, I don't remember bringing that into work, but when I think about it, it makes sense. I must have been in a really bad mood and thought it would be a good idea, but apparently waxing somebody with industrial-grade adhesive was not humane. They fired me that day, which I wasn't really pressed about. My life, my career, my mental stability have gotten much better now that I'm rid of that place. But I'm still surprised Homer never sued us. I'm just glad he never decided to press charges against me either. As I look back and reflect on that incident, I always wonder what became of him, and if he ever recovered from the damages. But the one thing I'll never know is if he ever got some for Valentine's Day.
Around the year 2013, me and an old colleague from college, who we'll call Lisa, decided to open up our own business. We opened up a wax salon, to be exact, and leased a location by a plaza about 15 minutes away from my place. Like any business at the beginning, we had to start from scratch. So we had a small place with a lobby area, a front desk, and a washroom and wax room on the first and second floors. I was initially anxious, afraid we had to wait until customers poured in. However, my business partner and I were pleasantly surprised by the decent amount of customers we'd been receiving. Pumped up, we provided all kinds of services, from Brazilian wax and full body wax to eyebrows and the whole nine yards. The customers loved every one of them. And speaking of customers, we had all sorts of people coming in, from typical jock females from a nearby college and women with plans to go out on a date to flat out hairy people. One of the best parts of the job was the screaming. I don't mean to sound like a sadist, but I found it amusing that people would have the courage to undergo such pain to remove all that unwanted hair. In any case, this was the norm, and with money constantly pouring in, I didn't care what kind of clients we had. But things got weird as time went on. As reliable as Lisa had been for the past couple of months, she began developing bizarre habits. For instance, one day, Lisa carried a plastic bag with thick red liquid oozing out. Moments later, she revealed the contents, and I found out that they were the liver and spleen of a cow. But that wasn't the strangest part. If you want to know what gave me the creeps, it was seeing her consume them right before me. There was something just so unsettling about watching someone consume raw, juicy innards. Although I found it odd and undesirable, I assumed it was a cultural thing and decided to be polite. However, I must admit that I lost my appetite after watching her eat.
"What's the matter? Ain't hungry?"
Lisa asked, as she drew a delightful grin.
"Well, I had a lot to eat this morning,"
I reluctantly replied as I patted my belly.
"That's too bad."
And she returned to her sumptuous meal like a rabid animal. I'd never seen her like this before, so I didn't know how to react. Then, another time, Lisa called in sick, grumbling about something over the phone which I couldn't understand. She kept lashing out at me with tons of gibberish, so I didn't know how to respond to her. Eventually, I'd tell her to rest and end the call, a tad worried and confused, but it became more and more frequent as time passed, so I couldn't help but feel uneasy. When Lisa came back to work again, she'd sincerely apologized, reverting to her usual self. It convinced me that her odd behavior over the phone was just a sign of discomfort, and whenever she recuperated, we'd be able to converse like normal people again. However, while doing some paperwork one day, my finger bled a little, and my instinct to sanitize it before applying adhesive bandages kicked in. Then suddenly, out of the blue, Lisa rushed towards me, grabbed my hand, and licked the wound like some creep.
"Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing?"
I hollered, disgusted and afraid.
"Well, I think we ran out of bandages, so I did what I could to help."
She grinned, so I held my hand and told her I was fine. Then, I forced a smile to let her think I was telling the truth. One night, as we worked on the last batch of customers, I finished up early and went to check on one of them. Suddenly, I heard an unusual hollering from the room at the far end. It's easy to assume that there wasn't anything unusual with it. However, this was different. It was incessant and desperate, which sent chills down my spine. Something was off, and I was downright horrified. So, I had to creep cautiously and silently as I approached the source of the scream. Then, gently, I opened the door and sneaked downstairs. But as I came closer, I heard gargling and moaning sounds, which I had never heard from any of our customers before. I slowly made my way towards the wax room and began to quietly open the door. When suddenly, Lisa came barging from behind me, slamming the door shut. Unable to stop my body from trembling, I could see Lisa's mouth completely.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Covered in blood, looking at me with a sadistic stare in her eyes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to barge in.
I immediately dashed towards the stairs, hoping she wouldn't follow me. Then I sat by the front desk, unable to decide whether to call the cops or get the hell out of there. I was so nervous that I bit my nails, constantly sweating as I curled up into a coil. Moments later, Lisa came upstairs, reaching for my hand, as she apologized about the ordeal that just took place.
Sorry about what just happened. I just had a late lunch,
she said, insinuating that she had a bite of cow's liver, which gave her that frightening appearance. Desperately trying to conceal my fear, I smiled and played along. Moments later, she asked me to leave early, insisting she'd stay behind to clean up and close the shop. Without thinking twice, I grabbed my purse and ran the hell out of there. Eventually, I called Lisa and told her I wanted to lease out the building and never see her again.
Wait, what?
I could tell she was confused and hurt by the tone of her voice on the phone. I had to tell her several times that I had made up my mind and wasn't willing to compromise. She eventually caved in, and that was the last time we spoke. As the months passed, she became a stranger to me. Unfortunately, I never knew whatever became of that customer, but sometimes I'd wonder what could have happened if this business had continued. Would she have consumed me eventually? I shook my head, hoping I'd never see her again.